Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Ivan Rados, who's the author of Health, It's All About Consciousness. Ivan, I'm driving right now, so can I have you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about how you came to write a book on the role of consciousness in health?
In my early 20s, I used to have periodic attacks of terrible pain due to kidney stone. I knew that the stone were a result of combination of my inherited gene, family history, and also my unresolved emotional issues. And the key issue were my anger with my alcoholic father, resentment to my codependent mother, and my feeling of entrapment in my body. So I was feeling weak, damaged, inadequate, and not worthy of life. So feeling lost and empty. But I have deep inner urge to find myself and fill that empty gap. Looking back, I could see that was my first conscious pull to find the inner truth of my inner health. So I was looking for all kinds of medicine and approaches to really help my body to get rid of the stones. And 20 years I've been struggling and ending up in hospital with terrible pain and being injected with all kinds of chemicals, but the stone was not getting out. At one point, my doctor suggested operation, and I said, no, thank you. This is not the way I want to go. So I found myself in England after the war in former Yugoslavia, and I had a blocked nose, and I knew that the kidney attack is going to happen. So I went to my doctor and said, I have blocked nose, and it seems that I'm going to have another attack. He said, no way. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, no, this is not, your nose is not linked with your kidney. You have high fever. I said, you're joking. High fever in middle of February, breezy, cold, windy, dark England. I mean, come on. He said, no, this is high fever. I said, no, it's not. He said, yes, it is. I said, no, it's not. He said, are you going to argue with me? I said, no, I'm not. I'm just talking to you because I have feeling of my body. It's my body. I know what's going on inside.
Yeah.
He said, I'm a doctor. I'm an expert. I said, yes, you might be expert, but, it's my life. It's my body. It's my body. He said, no way. I mean, either, you can go to operation as I suggested, or you just go home. I said, I'm going home. He said, if you go home right now, don't call me anymore. I said, that's fine. So I went home and I said to my wife, I argued with the doctor. He said, are you joking? I said, no. And he just kicked me out of the office. He said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to do nothing. He said, but that's not going to, it's not going to help you to get, healed from kidney. I said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to meditate. And in my meditation, something will happen. So I went in deep, deep meditation. And out of my meditation, I had real deep knowingness. I don't know how I know that, but I just knew that I know. And it came to me that, like deep inner voice that saying to me, Ivan, health is not missing. And you cannot find your health. You cannot seek, search, or journey towards your health. Your health is your state of being. Either be yourself or not. It's your call. So if you are being yourself, then you will allow your body to heal itself. And because you are not yourself, you are in the state of stress. You are requiring, you are asking, you are moving the energy in non-existence way. So be yourself and see the miracle happening in front of your eyes. And I got out of my meditation, and I knew the stone is going to be, the stone will go out of my body if I just relax with who I am. And I am, that's the fact, self-evident fact. It's like like finding my own inner home. And 2 weeks later, I passed the stone. And I said, wow, that's something really unbelievable. It's it's the energy being in me, and when I allow that energy to be me, then the energy will balance and harmonize everything in my reality, because health is all about balance. It's all about harmony. And that's, you know, I discovered that the resentment and the problem is not in my being, and it's not in in the disease. It's in my mind, because mind means resistance to existence. So I was resisting my own existence. I was resisting to be healthy because I was learning something about myself. It was just like suffering was meant to happen in order to push me in a certain area where I will discover who I am, actually, and literally.
Well, I was reading a book. You may have heard of it. It's Esoteric Healing by the Alice Bailey, one of the Alice Bailey books given by Master DK, who is a Tibetan master. And in it, it says, disease is the result of inhibited soul life. And when I read that, I really felt that that was a core understanding that we need to have, that we don't have in Western medicine anyway, that disease is a result of inhibited soul life. In other words, disease is due to blockages in the normal energy we have coming in from our Creator to our body. So our usual state is health, because that energy is not blocked, and then we put up the blockages either through poor habits, incorrect thinking, emotions that don't get released. You talk a lot about that in your book. And what I really liked about your book is that it addresses that point that I really felt was the key to understanding spiritual medicine, is that all we really need to do is remove the blockages.
That's right. I mean, disease is not the problem. The problem is our unconsciousness, our identification with relative mind. And mind is, you know, full of thoughts. And thoughts are not us, and they don't belong to us. We don't own single thought. They are imprinted, embedded by other people, by society in general. Diseases are just imaginations. They don't exist. It is a simply belief. Disease exists in our reality because we are standing back towards it, and we believe in it, and the mind is freezing the energy. By facing disease with our awareness, with our attention, we will see that belief in disease is not serving us. It is against us. And we realize the ridiculousness of keeping that belief in our reality. And the disease simply disappears. Body is allowed to heal itself, because body is a miracle. It is a temple, self-healing temple, self-healing bio computer, call it that way.
Right, exactly.
So the mind has deceived us, bringing the impression that there is a disease. It appears on the surface. It appears real. But if you bring consciousness into disease, you will find nothing. Not a real disease, just a trick, illusion, a mirage. The same as this world is a mirage. The mind is a mirage. So obviously, if you are eating a lot of junk, smoke, and drink, you are damaging your body. You are being unconscious. So we are unconsciously doing everything to stop health just simply being, because health is natural state of being. We are always healthy, but we forgot that. We don't want that, because we want to experience limitations, and we want to experience difficulties and problems for something, you know, maybe to influence reality, maybe to punish ourselves, to maybe to have some rewards, or there are always reasons why we are having certain disease in our reality.
And in your book, you talk about the fact that the answers to our problems are within us. You know, they're not outside of us. They're actually within us. So, you know, to understand how to become more aware of who we really are, which is this unlimited being, that we have access to through the inner, not the outer. I mean, sometimes you do meditate and you're here to go do something outside in order to get an answer. That can also happen. But essentially, what we need to understand is that the answers are within us, and then we can have when we go within, we can get instructions on, number one, what's wrong, and number two, what we can do to fix it, like you did with your kidney stone.
That's right.
You don't even have to do anything. You weren't doing anything. You were just clearing up the blockages, and then the stone passed. It's not like you had to do something.
And that's exactly what it is. You know, the mind is always doing something, but that doing is always on circumstances of existence. Like, you know, and mind means resistance. So what is the mind? As I said, it is our resistance to existence. So the thoughts of resistance. I can't do anything about this migraine, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is having flu these days. I think I'm getting sick. And by the end of the week, I'm going to be terribly ill. Or I'm going to die from disease. If you have no resistance in you, the existence is open to you. The whole will heal you. The reality is just a big mirror of you. If you resist, and if you have resistance in you, the reality will resist you. It's all about you. Don't obstruct oneself. No obstruction can obstruct you. Be aware of resistance and repression, which interferes with the natural flow of infinite health within you, and you will feel no resistance. You will feel flowing with life, and no attachments, no past, no future, just the moment of now where existence is harmonizing itself. And the body will just replace its diseased, dysfunctional cells. It will give new freshness. You know, you will be born again. Being born again means that all the cells are functioning from the primordial cell, meaning that infinite health, because it is it is all that is.
That's true. So, what is the? I guess what is the main message that you would give somebody who is critically ill? You had an example of a priest that had pancreatic cancer, and that's pretty serious. What advice would you give somebody who was critically ill?
I had one client 2 years ago, and she was diagnosed with kidney cancer. And just 2 years before that diagnosis, she was diagnosed with another cancer, and, you know, closer to kidney, I can't remember what, but they had to extract the kidney. They had to take the left kidney out. So she was left with the right, and that right kidney had that cancer. And she was given 1 month to live. And she came to see me, and I asked her, okay, for how long do you have that cancer? She said, I have that cancer for almost 3 years. You know, it's just appearing, reappearing, and they, you know, I really don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. So it seems that you are in conflict. You are fighting your cancer. She said, yeah, it's been a long, long fight, and you're losing the battle. She said, yes, I'm losing the battle, and you are my last hope. I said, why don't you turn energy? Why don't you move the direction of your energy? Instead of looking for the outside miracle, just turn into yourself. Just move your attention. Instead of fighting, why don't you start loving? She said, how can I love my cancer? I said, cancer is not a monster who is going to eat you and you know, kill you. That cancer is your dysfunctional cellular structure functioning independently from, you know, the rest of the, you know, cellular structure. So when you love, it's not sentimental. You don't have to say, I love you. Love means total acceptance, accepting your state of being. Even if that state of being is disease, accept it. And acceptance will dissolve everything. Change the energy, and you will see the miracle happening. And after the month, 1 month, 2, 3, 4, she was alive. She said, I cannot believe it. I mean, I was supposed to be dead, but I'm fully alive. I can function. I have more energy, and I start eating healthy. I start, you know, having ideas of going into, you know, proper nutrients, and, you know, I start breathing more, giving oxygen to my body and to myself. And I said, why don't you check, you know, go to some scanner and see whether you have that cancer. And she went and said, a miracle, I don't have any cancer. I said, isn't there that miracle? She said, yes. And who is the miracle? She said, me. I'm the miracle. When I rest with who I am, then I don't have to do anything. You know, the wholeness will do everything, because the wholeness is all about harmony. It's not about conflict. It's not about fight. It's not about asking others, you know, to help us. It's about me. I am the one. And energy goes from me, through me, to me. And she's free. And she's, you know, she's healing horses and dogs. At the moment, she's into animal healing. So
great.
Be
so, do you have an
resistance.
Explanation about why some people have spontaneous remissions, where the cancer disappears in a matter of like five minutes or less, and then other people take, you know, months to heal? Is there a do you have an opinion about why that is, or do you have an idea about
it's
why
called,
that is?
I call that the click. You see, we all can click and access the portal of now. What is the now? Now is not outside or inside. Right now, it's beyond inner and outer. It's beyond subjective and objective reality. Right now, the moment of now is the consciousness. Be conscious of who you are. And then everything will dissolve. Everything you are attached to, everything you are suffering from, everything you see as a problem will dissolve. And that's going to be instantaneously, because, you know, the wholeness is a miracle. You see, we are not aware of tremendous force we have. You see, it's not about outside reality. It's about you. So you are the truth. You are the wholeness. You are God. Just relax with that nature, and the nature will balance itself naturally.
And I mean, I know some people know this. We call them masters, obviously.
Okay.
Right? I mean, there are some people that come into this incarnation knowing who they really are. But there are some diseases, and this is talked about in the Alice Bailey works, that because the planet is inherently diseased, there are some diseases that can occur because we're living on the planet. So some diseases are not the result of, you know, bad habits or wrong thinking or emotional, you know, poor emotional handling, where, you know, your anger, your fear, your other negative emotion manifests in the physical. So, you know, if you look and see the history of some of the masters, you know, they too have problems. You know, I mean, Sai Baba had a hip fracture, and probably had some osteoporosis. Some of the female masters had abscessed teeth. You know, so there are, I mean, in my understanding from what the Alice Bailey materials say, is that there are some diseases that are going to occur in conscious people, even if they have the awareness of who they really are. And, you know, those may, I mean, you may have to drain the abscess in an abscessed tooth. So, you know, it's important to understand that there are some things that, I guess it would call it more wear and tear, you know, type thing, just maybe not, just because we're living on the planet. But many of the diseases like cancer, many of the diseases that are not associated with that sort of thing, like your kidney stone, you knew what that was. That was kidneys, by the way, have to do with relationships. Whenever my mom and dad thought my mom get a kidney infection, which I thought was hilarious, because I tell her that, and she didn't really understand that's what it was. But I mean, the only time she ever had kidney infections when she was fighting with dad. So it was interesting. They didn't fight that much, so it wasn't like she was always fighting with him. But kidneys represent relationships. So if you've got a blockage there and it's bad enough, it'll even manifest as kidney cancer. So, you know, you have to, I like your book in that you went through every single chakra and talked about, you know, the kind of the endocrine system associated with it and the organs associated, and then the diseases that might be associated with disruption of those chakras, because I found that to be pretty accurate in, you know, when people have constant stomach problems or problems with their bowels, they need to look at personal power issues. You know, they just do. So, but there is, you know, there is probably something about just living on the planet and then maybe not taking all the time we need to take to recharge ourselves. What do you think of that? Do you think that might be true, that we don't recharge ourselves enough?
So we are all conditioned. We are all conditioned to believe in the reality of disease. But such
right.
a belief is simply fear of being who we really are, a fear that has been installed in us by many different sources, sometimes by loving but anxious parents with the intention of protecting us, sometimes
mm-hmm.
by those who profit from our detachment from our natural state of being. Conditioning is a process of suppressing consciousness. We are all born
right.
as expression of consciousness, without the ego. But when a child isn't accepted fully, when its actions aren't gently guided and it isn't allowed to trust oneself, ego appears as a creation of the opinion of others. Someone loves you, someone hates you, someone accepts you or rejects you, someone say nice things about you or terrible things. In this way, the ego becomes a mirror of relationship. The
mm-hmm.
child starts looking at the reflection instead of its authentic oneself, seeing itself
right.
from the outside rather from the inside. It becomes afraid to be oneself, building a persona, a false social self, which is an unconscious state of being. In this
mm-hmm.
conditioned state, we believe existence is full of suffering, conflict, pain, misery, and diseases. We are all feeding each other with the consensus thoughts, which aren't supposed to. We are not supposed to question. Have you ever questioned a doctor diagnosis? You have a cancer.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
If you go against our conditioning, then society makes us feel guilty.
Well, doctors can't agree, though. That's what you have to understand. You know, we're coming out of a time when authority had all the power. So, you know, when the doctor said something, that was the authority. But now we're really coming into a time where people go on the internet and they find out all sorts of stuff that their doctor doesn't know about the disease they have, and the patients actually educate the doctors, which is great.
Yes.
So
yes,
things are changing.
You know, we are, if we go against our conditioning, society
mm-hmm.
makes us feel guilty, as I said. The result
mm-hmm.
is that we are charged with fearful thoughts and suppressed feelings, which contribute to stress, tension,
mm-hmm.
anxiety, and ultimately disease as a consequence. Just as matter is nothing but a form of energy created by consensus mind called global mind, disease is nothing but a state of mind. From the state of not being at ease with the moment, which is non-acceptance,
mm-hmm.
and diseases originates. And you just mentioned masters suffering from
mm-hmm.
you know, diseases. I would not say they were suffering from diseases, because there is no suffering there. They know who they
no,
are.
No, there's no suffering.
They,
no. But they
there
had
no attachment.
They had the symptoms.
They have a symptoms, yeah. But
right.
maybe they are allowing the symptoms to be there, you know, releasing entire family lineage there from the suffering.
True.
Healing entire,
oh, no, that's true.
Entire family
yeah.
and you know, family history there. We don't know
yeah.
what's going on beyond.
No, no,
we only know what's in our mind. That's
actually,
what it is.
The masters have explained that. One of my friends who is a psychiatrist studied with Discalos in Cyprus, and Discalos actually took on the karma of his nephew and ended up with a wound because of taking on that karma. And when asked why he did it, he said, well, if my nephew would have had that karma, it would have killed him. And for me, mm-hmm. I could transmute it, you know, and I just had this problem for a while, and now it's gone. So you're absolutely right. I mean, the masters consciously take on energy from others out of love, and they may end up with something. Like, I think this was a wound on his foot or something. or I'm not exactly sure what it was, but it was exactly what you said. So the masters do that. But I'm talking about some of the masters who develop abscess teeth, or, you know, just from maybe poor living conditions that they're in. A lot of these masters are in India. So, you know, the just things that aren't as good as what, you know, what we might want to have in an ideal world. And the Alice Bailey materials explained it, that the earth itself is not healthy. So therefore, the animals and plants and even the humans are going to have some potential problems, because they live on the earth and eat the food and, you know, get the chemicals in them and that type of thing. That's all I'm saying, is that, you know, you can't avoid everything, and that you might have to do some detox. But again, you could go into meditation and hear that you had some, you know, say you went swimming in the Gulf or ate a bunch of seafood, and now you've got some hydrophobic chemicals in you. You know, there's ways to get those out, and you might access that information through meditation.
That's right. So for me, 96% of all diseases are just imaginations. They are legitimate 2%. And those 2% is beyond our comprehension. It's beyond our understanding. So even master might have a certain disease, but we don't know why the disease is there. We know that, I mean, if you ask the master, he will say, I'm not attached to it. I'm allowing body to have its own way. So I'm not attached. So maybe that's the way to really allow body to dissolve, because body will dissolve. That's called the change or transformation. So there are two realms existing in us. One realm is called the change. Another one is unchangeable. So once you accept and allow that unchangeable real to be you, then you will not be attached to the changeable world, because the body is going to dissolve. When? We don't know. The mind is dissolving and moving to different stages, different contents, different structure. Emotions are fluctuating. Mm-hmm. But essentially, I'm not my body, I'm not my mind, I'm not my emotions, I'm not my soul. I am not, only consciousness is. That's what health is.
Right. And many of the masters, when they go to die, they hear from consciousness that it's time to leave their body. They tell the people around them that they're going to go. And they seem perfectly healthy, and then they go into a room and sit down, and then they consciously leave through their crown. And I believe that that's the way we should be dying, if we are dying. You know, it's obvious that you can't just have everybody live forever, because then the planet would be in trouble. So, you know, dying
that's
is
right.
a part of the cycle that we go through. But if you look at the masters and see how many of them die consciously, then you can even, your book is about how consciousness affects health, but actually consciousness can also take you through the death process pretty, without a lot of suffering, drama, or otherwise, spending a lot of money like we do now at the end of life, you know. So it's pretty interesting to look at how you can consciously die.
You know, the whole problem here is we want to stay in this reality, you know, infinitely, but there is no way.
You
might prolong
either.
Your life. You might have that longevity, whatever you call it. But, you know, the body is going to dissolve, matter what you do. But the whole point is to relax with your nature and allow body to give you perfect health in this reality as long as you live, and then when you decide that's it, I learned my lesson, then you will departure from this reality and go somewhere else where you desire. That's called divine desire. It's not that you will go somewhere else and experience the same suffering. It's more like I'm moving from grade 3 to grade 4, so in infinite realities, because the main point here is to accept your infinite nature and allow finite nature to resolve itself naturally. So there's no attachment there. The attachment is the problem. That's why 98% or 96% of diseases are caused by the attachment, because we want desperately to keep ourselves here in this reality, even if this reality means suffering.
Exactly. And so let's look at attachment. I think we become attached to things because of the fear we have of not knowing the unknown. Like, we're attached to the idea of being alive, not so much that life is so wonderful for everybody. It's not wonderful for everybody. Look around. But that we have an unknown about what happens when we die.
So, basically, it's the fear of unknown. So,
it is.
You know, we fear spiders,
really
we fear economic situations, we
right.
fear this and that. But these are just parts of the main fear, which is the fear of unknown. You know, we don't want to be faced with unknown because there is no mind there. Mind cannot
right.
accept the known because mind will dissolve immediately. So mind is feeling the unknown with the known. And that's what
mm-hmm.
repetition is. The mind is repeating past experiences, repeating past unresolved situations in order to
yeah,
exist. That's what attachment
right.
is. Attachment to past experiences, even resolved or unresolved. You know, it's called pleasure and pain. So unknown
right.
is not in the future. Unknown is the moment, right now. That's what consciousness is. If you dive into unknown, then you will have all security, you know, possible in the universe, because your consciousness
mm-hmm.
will be there, aware of itself, and the consciousness will celebrate your joyfulness for being infinite. That's it. Simple
mm-hmm.
as that.
And, you know, so what I like to explain to people is that there is a part of you that has always been with you, and it's and you're more aware of it when you're very young or when you're dying or when you're very ill. It's a part of you that's kind of like just there with you. And I believe that part is what is your true self. Because in those times when you're dying, when you're very ill, or when you're very young, you don't have mind. You don't have preferences. You don't have attachments. You just are. I mean, you literally are just being. And that's when that part comes through, and because that part is always with me, and it's with you in times of great danger, too. I've had some really, really close calls where, you know, I just knew exactly what to do in order to get out of a very dangerous situation, and what was guiding me was that consciousness that is always with
that's
me.
Right.
And it was telling
okay.
me to do things that I didn't, you know, like I didn't know even to do in my own mind, and yet I did it and I got out of danger. So it can guide you very quickly and get you out of really dangerous situations. I know that.
So the mind is not necessarily bad. Even I talk against the mind, but I'm not against it at all. The mind is amazing, beautiful, divine instrument. You see,
mm-hmm.
the whole problem is being attached to that instrument. See, you are not your
right.
car. You are driving your car. You are not
right.
your pen. You are writing a letter in order to communicate, to designate, to create
mm-hmm.
something that people can understand
right.
you, but you are not your pen. So the whole point
right.
here is use your mind, but
mm-hmm.
do not be used by the mind. Being used by
right.
the mind is unconsciousness, and consequently some disease will develop there. Suffering is you know, inevitable. So be
mm-hmm.
using the mind, you are using it appropriately. You are using it rightly. You are using it to really extend and expand yourself. You see, you are using the mind instead of being used by the mind.
Mm-hmm.
You are conscious when you use the mind, because mind becomes a flute, a hollow bamboo where the consciousness flows through it without any obstructions, without any thoughts, preconceived thoughts, thoughts from society, from others.
Right. So what is your advice for people to stay in the place where consciousness is coming in unobstructed by mind? I mean, like, not during meditation, because I think most of us can do it during that, or meditators anyway. And we all know the importance of meditation if you want to develop spiritually. But what about when you're just, like, in the middle of surgery or in the middle of, whatever your job is, or, when you're having an argument with somebody?
Okay. This is a perfect meditation technique. I mean, we all think that meditation is sitting quietly with your straight spine and just, staring at the darkness and trying to find your inner oneself. No.
Mm-hmm.
Meditation is bringing awareness in every single act in the moment of now. Everything that is passing
mm-hmm.
by, everything that is coming
mm-hmm.
and going is not you. Everything
mm-hmm.
that you see, everything you experience is not you. You are not
mm-hmm.
the experience. You are not the situation. You are in changeable reality, but you are unchangeable, meaning you are a witness.
Right.
You are conscious. You are not
mm-hmm.
attached to anything that comes and goes, because that what comes and goes, it's always in transformation,
mm-hmm.
moving from one form to the other. Pain will come, pain will go. People will
right.
pass by, airplanes will fly over and land, and, people will move around, leaves will fall down from the trees, new ones will be born.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that is passing by, it's not you. So what you need to create a distance. You need to discriminate from real
mm-hmm.
And find, from the illusion to find the real. Because you are the real,
mm-hmm.
you are witnessing. The whole point of pain, suffering, and diseases is the attachment to changing reality. And changing reality is always from the mind seen as a positive or negative. So we all naturally, from the mind, being attached to the mind, being used by the mind, lean towards positive, and we deny negative. We don't want our pain. We don't want suffering. We don't want this and that. So basically, we are clashing with reality. We are in conflict, and we are caught in that fight, and we are losing it. We are losing our consciousness. So the whole point is to distance yourself from obstructions, from coming and going. Everything that is coming and going is your body, your mind, your thoughts, your emotions, all sensations. So once you do that, then you will be at peace, and you will allow your body to help you heal that outside reality.
And you also have more access to whatever is around that can help you with whatever it is that's causing your,
obviously,
your discomfort.
You have all available tools, because if you are conscious, you will exactly know what to do. It's not by thinking about it; it's by by intuition, because intuition is the bridge between your soul and your consciousness. That's
right.
What it is. Intuition is the guiding force for everything that is to reveal itself in infinite forms.
Right. And like people who are, familiar with this know that when they're in this state, they can ask for help. I mean, it's called prayer. You can request
That's right.
some help come in, and it can come. I mean, you don't have to go out and find it. It can actually just come into your reality in a very interesting way that then is pretty miraculous, and then there you are, and you've got the answer, which is very interesting.
That's right. The real prayer is not asking to be helped. It's actually
mm-hmm.
communicating with oneself, asking your
uh-huh.
higher self to come forward and guide you through the process of harmonizing.
Right.
It's not to God, please help me. It's more like real form of meditation. It's real inner conversation you have.
Mm-hmm.
So once you start begging, then, you become a beggar. You're not a beggar.
Right.
You're divine. You
right.
don't have to order. You don't have to be in conflict. You don't have to plea. You can only ask for the guidance. And the guidance
mm-hmm.
will be there, because the mirror is outside. And the reality is a mirror of you. You smile, the mirror smile. You make
right.
You make a sad face, the mirror just reflects that. You see? So, you know, the way you define yourself, the way you see yourself, that will be your reality. It's simple as that.
Right. That's true. We all have these filters, and really, in order to live without the result of the filters, we just have to get rid of them. We have to really see things clearly. If you filter everything through, you know, the idea that life is suffering or that you have to work really hard to get ahead, any of these thought forms then become what you see reality through, and you're stuck with it. You can't get beyond it until you actually drop the thought that's really not correct.
Yeah, exactly. What we require at most is inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike belief, the truth needs inquiry. Observe
right.
yourself within with compassion and full acceptance of
right.
Of whatever you find there. Stay in the now, meaning stay in tuned with oneself. Not allow your mind to take you to the past, future, or somewhere else outside of you. Keep watching and wondering who is the one watching until you realize the answer. When we connect with the now, we become aware of the whole of existence. We remember
mm-hmm.
our wholeness, you know, and the whole of existence recognizes us as itself and causes us to be more holy, balanced, and in harmony with everything that is in the moment. Because in the moment, everything is resolving itself naturally without you doing anything. You become healthy again. So the ultimate goal of our individual evolution is to experience fulfillment in infinite health and enlightenment. Such
mm-hmm.
health can be achieved by everyone when all the illusions, stress, greed, hatred, ignorance, diseases, basic unconsciousness presently in our mind have been completely accepted and detached from that essence of who we are, that self-evident
mm-hmm.
truth in the now called consciousness.
Right, right. Can you give us some contact information and any other information you want to give the listening audience?
Oh, people can go to my website. It's www.ivanrados.com, IvanRados.com. Or they could
mm-hmm.
go to namastepublishing.com. I usually blog from there, and there are plenty of information about my upcoming events like workshops, presentations, retreats, meditation retreats. Or they could
mm-hmm.
contact me from my website if they intend to have a, you know, distance healing or one-to-one healing. I'm very free and open. You know, your suffering is my suffering. If you are unhealthy with oneself, I'm unhealthy as well.
Now, we have another interview coming up. I don't have it in front of me. Let me see if I can find it. We have another interview coming up on Transform Your Life Through Sacred Geometry. It's a yantra.
Oh, yeah,
that's set.
About yantras and the way to expand your consciousness with the use of sacred geometry symbols.
Right. So we'll be talking about sacred geometry and the yantra set on the 4th of December. And I just wanted to mention that, and I imagine they can see stuff about your website as well on that.
That's right.
Right. I did want to let people know that next week we're going to be talking again with Dr. Daniel Benor. We'll do his third volume of Healing Research, Personal Spirituality, Science, Spirit, and Internal Soul. And then on the 27th, Marie Jones and Larry Flaxman, The Deja Vu Enigma, A Journey Through the Anomalies of Mind, Memory, and Time. And then Tricia McCannon will be back on the 4th of December with Jesus, The Explosive Story of the 30 Lost Years in Ancient Mystery Religions. John Boyk will be back on the 11th of December, talking about some new discoveries in the rainforest on cancer cures. John knows about as much about cancer as anybody out there. He wrote the book He wrote a book on natural medicine cancer cures, and was a researcher at the Anderson Clinic. Jeremy Taylor will be with us on the 18th, Wisdom of Your Dreams. And David and Linda Freud will be with us on Christmas, The Healing Gift. So we're coming up to the end of our hour. Is there anything that you'd like to leave the listening audience with in terms of words of wisdom? Your book is a word of wisdom.
Okay.
Your book is very, very, very... I interview a lot of people, okay? You know that. 17 years every week I interview somebody. Your book has some really, really important information in it that I believe that doctors and anybody in the consciousness area, including anybody who has any health problems, which is just about everybody, really needs to understand what's in your book.
Thank you. As a final word, health is the natural result of simply being in the oneness of consciousness. Disease is unnatural, a state of uneasiness and imbalance that indicates that you are separated from your existential being. So whenever you find yourself with disease, you need to be aware that you are doing something unnatural to create it. By unnatural, I mean the balance with the whole is lost, diverting your natural flow of energy within. What obstructs the flow of health in you? The mind with its thoughts. You see, you have to be aware of the thought, and the thought will take you to the past, and you will see your attachment. And it's up to your call. Whether you can keep that attachment in your reality or you can dissolve that attachment. When you dissolve that attachment, you will go through it without really being attached to it. It could be a very painful process, but, you know, through the pain, you will find your health for sure. But do not be the pain. Be in the pain, but do not be the pain. Be in your body, but do not be your body. Be in this world, but do not be of this world.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today. We really appreciate you taking the time. I do want to mention that Paul Esch will be with us for Noetic Science this Thursday at November 18th at 7:15 p.m. in the Dunwoody office. Paul is well-known in the Atlanta community. He is discussing the latest developments in bioenergetic medicine, and it should be a good presentation. Again, thank you very much, Ivan, for joining us. We've been talking with Ivan Rados. Is that right, Rados? Is that how you pronounce your last
name?
That's
exactly how you pronounce it. Thank you very much
for asking. anyway, his book is Health. It's all about consciousness, and I highly recommend that. And then please tune in again on the 4th of December. Well, actually, I don't know if that's it or not. But anyway, we've got, the 4th of December, Transform Your Life Through Sacred Geometry. Anyway, hopefully you can join us then as well. Thank you very much, and we'll be with you next week.
I'm sick and tired of always feeling sick and tired, and I don't want to take a lot of prescription drugs to feel better. Isn't there a better way?
Millennium Healthcare offers natural solutions to your health problems. Millennium Healthcare is qualified healthcare professionals working with you to restore your health and wellness. Whether it's a caring physician, one of our natural providers, or our natural apothecary, Millennium Healthcare can help. For more information, call Millennium Healthcare at 770-390-0012. That's 770-390-0012.
Don't you just hate trying on bathing suits? Wait a minute, you look great. Plastic surgery?
Not surgery. I got an endermology treatment from the experts at Plastikos.
What's endermology?
Endermology is the terrific non-surgical treatment that Europeans have been using for years to tone skin and contour the body. Endermology by Plastikos feels great, and you can see the difference it makes.
No kidding. Who do I call?
Plasticos, a leader in plastic and reconstructive surgery, is the number one center in Atlanta offering endomology. For more information and a complimentary consultation and treatment, call Plasticos at 770-457-4677. Plasticos Endomology Skin Toning and Body Contouring, 770-457-4677.